This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a 9-year-old girl whose song about the coronavirus has gone viral. When she told her mother, who's a popular gospel singer, that she wanted to write a song about COVID-19 that could help people, her mom knew it would be something special. Stay tuned to find out more.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
When 9-year-old Joselia Coley told her mother she wanted to write a song about COVID-19, her mom decided to help her fulfill that dream. After all, her mother, Amanda T. Coley, is herself a popular gospel singer. The song Joselia ended up writing went viral. It's been played on radios all throughout her country of Liberia, and the nation's health officials are praising the lyrics. Joselia says she wrote it because she wanted to do her part to help stop the spread of COVID-19, because, quote, "Whenever bad things happen, we, the children, will always suffer," end quote. Liberia got its first case of COVID-19 on March 16th, and since then, at least 16 people have died tragically. The country is still recovering from when Ebola wiped out almost 5,000 people between 2014 and 2016, according to the Associated Press. Joselia says this, "I believe this song will help fight the virus because the song says prevention. We need to prevent ourselves from coronavirus by washing our hands, not shaking hands, and not sneezing on one another," end quote. Amanda says this of her daughter, "God called her to certain things and she wants to fulfill her destiny," end quote. Amanda says Joselia has been singing since the age of 3, and when she was only 6, she set up a charity with the help of her parents so that kids could stay in school when their families faced financial hardships. Liberia's chief medical officer, Dr. Francis Kate, says he was overwhelmed with gratitude for Joselia's song, especially since he's one of the people on the front lines fighting this virus. To hear Joselia's song for yourself, go to charismanews.com. Tune in next time.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.